I think one of the most important ways that pietism manifests itself is in downplaying the importance of doctrine. If you hear in preaching or if you hear in a Bible study the emphasis on the lived Christian life as what Christianity is really about, then you probably stumbled into a place that's been influenced, again, knowingly or not, by pietism. That kind of degradation of the confession of the faith is one really obvious character of pietism. The other way of putting it is such a strong emphasis on living the Christian life, the sanctified, the moral life, at the expense of the confession of the faith that it almost disappears. Another very obvious one is kind of preemptive separation of the sheep and the goats. And what I mean by that is where people will make the distinction between who's a real Christian, a true Christian, over against a person who's, say, just a nominal Christian, a Christian in name only. And that's one other very basic expression of pietism that you'll see on a week-in, week-out kind of basis.